Are you ready to reach the next level in your business? Are you looking for an experienced online entrepreneur to help you step by step, day by day, to make rapid advances in your progress, save years of time, save unbelievable amounts of money? If so, will you join me for my 28-day mentor program? Because I think you will love this experience. The basics of the program are this. We are going to talk every single day. I go to Alcoholics Anonymous, and it's basically like having a sponsor. I call my sponsor every day, and he helps me through the program of Alcoholics Anonymous. This is a very similar setup with my coaching. You call me every day. We're going to work on your business together every single day online. This is an intensive 28 days where we rotate out any habits that you have that are ineffective, look at what you're doing, and I will give you some ways that you can do things that might inspire you, might be able to make you a fortune. You won't believe how little changes can make a huge difference in your business. I'm grateful today for the chance to offer this to you because when I started out my business, the number one thing I would change is that I would immediately get a coach. What I did instead is I tried to do it all myself, and I ran myself the first 3 years in business in over $50,000 of debt because I refused to take help from someone who already knew what they were doing. I'm grateful that I, from what feels like divine intervention, was able to get out of that just by having learned the hard way for 3 years. Most business owners, most online entrepreneurs do not make it past that point. They give up on their business, they go bankrupt, and that's it. If I had to start over, the first thing I would do is hire a coach from the beginning, because now I can see that a coach helps me figure out all those things I don't know. I did this with music production. I hired a coach almost immediately for music production, and I'm amazed how effective the coach was to point me in the right direction, to say, Jerry, you might want to learn this specific thing in Ableton Live. Jerry, you might want to take this exact video course on Skillshare. The coach has the ability to pull from a huge amount of knowledge and take the exact laser focus suggestion for the students. I'm grateful today that after 7 years in business online, I have a vast level of experience in all kinds of different areas with all types of software, business models, and I'm very effective at quickly looking at a business and helping on a daily basis. Every week as a part of this program, we will have you listening to an audiobook or reading a book or watching a video course, because what is essential for me and my growth is never stop learning. I'm always listening to a new book. I'm always watching a new video course. There's always something I'm doing where I'm learning and I'm growing. And usually it's in the context of something I'm struggling with. For example, I just went through my own bout of financial insecurity as I've changed business models for what must be the 50th or 100th time in my business. What book did I read? You Are a Badass at Making Money. And this program I'm offering is a function of having read that book. You see, if you want to reach the next level, the key is to help someone else reach the next level. If you want to make more money, as I've found, the key is to spend money first, and especially to spend it wisely to help someone else with the money you spend. By becoming a member of my 28-day mentor program, you're helping me reach my next level. The first thing we do when we get in touch is imagine and visualize clearly what that next level looks like for you. Here's what my next level looks like and my current level. My current level, I have everything you could want in an online business. I have a huge following. I have thousands of dollars a month in passive income. I have thousands more dollars a month in active income. I have freedom to do whatever I want. I can play video games, I can make music, I can learn a new subject, I can teach courses, I can make a podcast, I can do whatever I want to. It's awesome. And through your help and thousands of people like you are kind enough to just give me money for whatever I want to do. It's amazing. That's the level where I'm at right now. If you want to get to that level, I am very effective at helping you get to where I am because this is where I'm at, this is where I exist, this is my world. I do whatever I want each day based on a desire to help people, to serve you, to do something that's useful for you. Now, what does my next level look like? Currently, my student loan payments are still high from myself and from my wife's graduate school, and I also have a mortgage. My next level looks like not only debt-free for myself, no mortgage, no student loans, but my next level is helping people pay off a lot of debt, where I can loan out other people money at the lowest interest rate possible and help other people pay off debt and save ridiculous amounts of money in interest. For example, I'm paying 7% on student loans right now. At the next level, I'm able not only to have no payments myself, but I'm able to help other people cut their interest rates on their student loans and to help pay other people pay off debt. If it's a small amount of debt, like a few thousand dollars, I might just be able to help someone pay that off as a gift. And then for bigger debt, I'm able to help people pay off at a much lower interest rate and not be paying the government or banks a bunch of interest, but instead paying me the interest, which then I can afford to lose on loans. That way I don't have to go through rigorous credit process with people. I do it on a very peer-to-peer network. And if a small percentage of loans are a complete loss, it all breaks even. That's my next level. Helping people pay down millions of dollars of debt, save millions of dollars in interest, and pay that interest out to each other instead of paying it out to banks and the federal government. That's my next level. And I understand I need help to get to that next level. It takes collaboration to get to that next level. I don't just hustle and struggle and fight and try and rip people off to get to the next level. I open my heart, open my mind, make myself available to reach the next level, reach out and help you get to the next level. When I help you get to the next level and I help 10 people beside you get to the next level, guess what? Then that helps me. That's how it works. What did I do to get out of my business disaster the first 3 years, when I wouldn't hire a coach, when I wouldn't hardly take any advice, when I just tried to do it my way and failed and failed and failed? What did I do that got me to the next level? I borrowed even more money. I was already $50,000+ in credit card debt, and I saw the opportunity to teach online. I saw that if I would just make video courses based on what other people had courageously shared about their earnings, based on my previous experience, I considered the possibility of my own business going online, off, bankrupt, done. And I thought, if I was to fail, how would I want to fail? And I realized I'd like to make something that shared everything I've learned in these last 3 years. In 2014, when my business was a wreck, I thought, I've learned so much valuable information, I want to make it so that if my business fails, at least someone else can learn from all my mistakes and do a better job than I did. I looked around and I saw the opportunity to teach video courses, and I realized if I would just do video courses and make that my all-in, that had massive potential in income. But I would never do that if I didn't have enough money in the bank to just at least pay the bills. What did I do? To reach the next level, I borrowed $50,000 in personal loans because I was still making all the minimum payments on my credit card and on my student loans. And I saw that I was on a rate, I was going to run out of money. And while I still had a good credit score, was the time to borrow more money before all my creditors figured out that there was no more money coming in and no one was going to get paid. I borrowed $50,000 in interest rates from 9 to 13%. I borrowed another something like $15,000 or $20,000 to do Google AdWords. I took over $50,000 in loans and I dropped my clients. I dropped and said, I'm not taking any more new clients. I dropped the ones I had and I focused. I said, I'm going to just teach video courses. I've got enough money in the bank to pay my bills. I'm going to just teach video courses and trust that this will work out, that I love doing video courses, that when I do what I love and trust, it will work out. I spent money to collaborate and pay freelancers. Yes, after I borrowed money on personal loans, I spent thousands of dollars on that to pay other people to make video courses for me that I knew were in demand, which I then promoted. I spent tens of thousands more dollars advertising YouTube videos to promote those courses. I spent until I had almost no money out of everything I'd borrowed. I spent until it's just about all out. I imagined very clearly, though, how it would flip. And right when I spent to where I was almost out, after several months of putting in, my courses went crazy. $8,000 a month, $12,000 a month, $20,000 a month, $30,000 a month, $50,000 a month, up to $90,000 in 1 month. That's my earnings, not sales. Over $200,000 in 1 month in sales. I reached the next level. If you notice, I spent everything I could get my hands on. I borrowed everything I could get my hands on. I spent my way into the next level. By 2016, I'd paid off all the personal loans, all the credit card debt, and made huge dents on my student loans. If you want to get to the next level, you don't get there by saving and struggling and hustling, because you never mentally arrive at the next level when you do that. Wherever you get to, you just adapt to it and say, well, this is how it is now. You don't really get to the place you want to be in. It's never good enough. What I've found is that I give my way into the next level. And I'm grateful to have the chance to help you, because this is a chance for you to give to me and for me to give to you and to give to many others. If you are interested in the details of the program, I'll take a look right now and show you how this works on my website. This is at jerrybanfield.com/next level. There's a link for you in the description. It's under the 28-day mentorship under services. This is a 28-day program. For the 28 days, we focus on your goals, your habits, and your vision. One very powerful change you can make to help you reach the next level is to take inventory of your habits. I pay very close attention to all my little habits. What am I eating? What am I drinking? How much exercise am I getting? What am I saying? What am I doing? What things do I do on a daily basis? How much am I sleeping? I am very detailed about my habits. If you have habits that are dragging you down, like the first 3 years of my business, I drank a lot, I'd have hangovers, and that dragged my whole business down. Not just from financially, from wasting money out at the bar, or dumb decisions at the bar, or wherever when I was drinking, gambling online. When I then would have a hangover, I didn't do a very good job serving clients. Then the day after that, I was so hustled and panicked, I would be not very pleasant to be around, and then it would all start all over again. With this 28-day program, we're gonna get in and look at all of your habits in your whole life, because if you wanna reach the next level, you may need to shed, like a snake sheds its skin, you might need to shed some bad habits in order to reach the next level. I shedded some bad eating habits, and that has helped me take things to the next level. I feel good, I look good, I do good everywhere I go now. And my diet has a huge impact on that. I eat mostly whole plant vegan. And one of my big steps into the next level was to ask for help. Ask, how can I do better? I realized I was so clueless about how to do better with my diet, I didn't even know where to start. Guess what? I asked for help, started reading books, applying the suggestions I received, everyone from my doctor to the books that I read to videos I saw following up online. And guess what? I lost weight. I keep the weight off. I love how I eat today. How I eat helps me look good and feel good all day, every day. And I fall asleep easily at night. We get into these in this 28-day program with you, and you can repeat this as many times as you want. The key we execute this through is one-on-one calls every day. You give me a call every day using Facebook, and we will talk whatever it is you need to talk through that day. We make a very clear vision right away of what that next level looks like for you, because once you imagine it, the steps to bring it into reality start forming. What you get with working with me is my assistance in your imagination. What you might not see is how working with me helps you to bring something into reality. It's our co-creation, our imagining something together that makes amazing things possible. Is a key part of our 28-day program. If you're not already in the habit of this, or you already are, we will keep you in the habit or make a new habit of reading a book or taking a video course every week. Almost every day I'm listening to an audiobook or watching a video course. I'm always learning and growing. This is essential to reach the next level because you need growth, inside personal growth, to reach the next level. We also have a 1-hour weekly group call with all of my partners online, many of whom I've worked with in the past as on this level and have very successful businesses online today. Some you might be able to collaborate with the people in the partner program. You won't believe all the good suggestions you can get in the calls each week. I consistently am helped and inspired in our calls every week. You also get a lifetime partner membership with this next level mentoring, and you also get private messaging. I've talked to you about this for 15 minutes now. You're like, okay, good Lord, this is a lot of value. This must cost a fortune, right? You gotta be asking, if you saw my previous coaching video, I was asking $3,000 a month to do one weekly call with me, and then not have nearly as an intense of a program as this. Therefore, you might be imagining this could cost at least $5,000 a month or maybe $10,000. You're like, whoa, am I gonna have the money for that? How much do I have to borrow to do this? And now finally, after 15 minutes, you get the price. The next level 28-day mentorship price is $2,500 a month, because that is an amount that is very helpful for me. That's an amount I'm very excited to work for and collaborate with you at. That's an amount where I am able to work with just you. I don't need to have 10 other people that I'm working with every month. That's an amount is good for just you. That plus everything else in my business is plenty for me to reach the next level. $2,500 a month is also enough to demonstrate a serious commitment to yourself. And there's nothing more important than proving things to yourself. When you know that you're serious about something, you follow through with the action. $2,500 a month is an awesome return on investment potential. When you give $2,500 a month to me, I'm imagining you will get back $25,000 for each of these 28-day programs you give. What I see is the more I give, the more I get back. When I borrowed that $50,000 to teach video courses online and I spent thousands of it paying contractors to help me with my video courses, and I spent tens of thousands of it on contractors and tens of thousands more on ads, how much do you think I got back from that? I got back over $700,000 from that. Many of which I paid right back to more contractors for more help. That's the return I'm talking about. The trick is you might not be able to see it until you take the leap of faith. It's like Indiana Jones. You remember in The Last Crusade where he looks and he can't see the path, the bridge across. He can't see how he's going to get there, but he just closes his eyes, puts a foot out, and guess what? He steps on a bridge. He couldn't see that bridge until he stuck his foot out. And once he stuck his foot out, he then could see the whole rest of the bridge. What I've noticed is that until I stick my foot out, I often cannot see how I'm going to get to where I'm going. Once I do take that leap of faith, then the individual next steps become clear. If you want to reach the next level, it's always about helping someone else reach the next level. It's always about giving as much as you can stand. And I do this on a daily basis. I go around, I tip as much as I can stand to tip. Some of my family members criticize me. How can you give that much of a tip? And I say, in my mind, that's the most I can stand to give. And that's the least I can give, imagining myself as a billionaire. That's the smallest tip I could possibly give someone. And my family members still there, that's a waste of money. And I say, no, I feel good. I feel generous. When I give and feel good and generous, the universe heaps more opportunities on me than I know what to do with. And that's the same for you. This is the opportunity to give and therefore to get. But it may not be clear until you get started with me exactly how that will come back. And it may not happen immediately after 28 days. You may need a new set of habits. You may need to fix a few things in your life. And when you fix those things and keep sticking with it over and over and over again, you might look back 2 years later and say, wow, now, excuse me, now all this makes perfect sense. Wow, I really understand what Jerry was saying now. As I did with my music mentor, I look back now, I have 3 albums out on iTunes and Spotify. I have 70 songs. I listen to my own music driving around in my car. And it's easy to look back at my music mentor and point to a bunch of things that, for example, my music mentor showed me a really easy way to get on iTunes and Spotify. I put all my music out for free. And there's only a 20% commission on my earnings. No label to deal with or anything. My music mentor showed me that. Just a casual offhand comment. And I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa. Talk about that more. That's what I want. I'd been making music for a year and my music mentor just casually, I'm like, whoa, whoa, stop. How do I do that? How do I get on iTunes and Spotify? Oh, well, you can use CD Baby or Google something else and that's how you'll get on it. I'm like, whoa, I didn't even think to think of that. I just imagined I had to have a record label. This is how it works. You give me the money and you will feel so good about it. So courageous, so strong, so generous. You will be ready for all the things that are following up with that. I often can't see much farther than the step I need to take next. So I trust if this is the step you need to take next, you'll be taking it soon. Let me show you how this works. So when you click on Streamlabs, what I've got this set up through Streamlabs, which is also my donation platform for video games. This is really cool because what you can do, you type in the $2,500 here, you type in your username, let's say Jerry Banfield, and then you can put a donation message. Hey, so excited to start with your 28-day mentorship program. And you then go through down here and hit donate. It'll give you the chance to use Stripe or to use PayPal, or you can even do this with cryptocurrency. When you go through and do this, if I'm live streaming video games, this will pop up. A notification. It will come up that Jerry Banfield just donated $2,500. And you can actually get a live reaction. You can see me react. It'd be funny if I was so distracted with the game and it like just popped up and I didn't even say anything. No, that won't happen. Because I've got it. It makes a huge sound. It makes a big, it plays one of my own songs that I designed with my music mentor. It plays one of my own songs. And I can hear it real loud, and your donation, you will get to see me react to your payment in real time in front of everyone who's watching. Now, if you don't want that, you can just do it when I'm not online, and I'll just get a text message, and it won't pop up on the live stream. But I think, I'm imagining how much fun you have because I've donated thousands of dollars to people live streaming. I drink all the Kool-Aid I'm selling you. I do all the stuff I'm suggesting. I've donated thousands of dollars to people live streaming online. I love to see their reactions. I put in the $100 tip, bam, people get really excited. I go down and hit people with several tips. Oh man, and one guy just, he had his controller. He's like, dude, another one? I'm like, yeah, man, let's go. So I love watching people react to these myself. I've set this up for your maximum pleasure and enjoyment and fun because reaching the next level is not a grind. It's not a struggle. It's fun. It's not hard. And that's what you might need working with me. It's not hard. It's fun. Reaching the next level is a great time. And if you're not having a great time doing what you're doing, you need to either change how you look at it or change what you're doing. Or maybe a little bit of both. I don't know. But when I talk to you every day, we're going to get right in the middle of that. Once you do this, make sure it'll give you a chance to sign in Make sure you put the email you want to be contacted. Make sure also your username on here matches whatever you want, whatever you've got going on Facebook. Because once you've done the $2,500 donation, then you've got two steps on Facebook. You've got a partner group to apply to, and then you've got send me a friend request on Facebook. And it'll help me out a lot when your username on here matches your Facebook name. Because as you can imagine, I get random friend requests, random from my end that I don't know who this person is adding me as a friend. So when your username matches your friend request, that'll help me accept your friend request right away. And then I'll message you on Facebook. We'll get this thing started right away. We'll get you accepted into the partners program and we will start working together. So the third thing on this says, be ready for my message on Facebook. We'll get started. We'll get that first call scheduled. And I also recommend introduce yourself to the partners group. That is what you do after you make the donation. Here are a few success stories. My friend Joseph Delgadillo worked with me from the beginning of starting my business. Joseph has an incredible business and may pass me and YouTube subscribers using the videos that I paid to get produced and put them on my channel first. Joseph took those as a member of my partner program and working with me. He literally did a new intro with his courses instead of mine. And his videos on several things have got more views than mine. Nice job, Joseph. I guess people like your intro better. Joe Paris has worked with me for years, as has Thomas George. Thomas George is also my music mentor. I've started working with Thomas originally to coach him. Then it flipped and I hired him to coach me on music. All three of us, we've worked together a lot. All three of us have outstanding businesses online now that give us a chance to, we're at the next level. Several years ago, all of our next levels have been realized. All of us are able to hire and employ and help other people work online. All of us have YouTube channels with a whole lot of views on them. All of us have an established following, and none of us had any of these things a few years ago. And I was kind of the leader, so to speak. I went out and did this stuff first, and then I essentially held hands, literally, with Joseph and Thomas. That sounded weird. I haven't met Joe Paris in person yet, but I met Joseph and Thomas. And I've worked with all three of them to help them build their businesses up. Now, don't get me wrong. They did 99% of the work in the equation. I just provided a few suggestions. So if you're just these, I'm very grateful to have this to share with you here today. I'm excited for this opportunity to make a deeper collaboration with you. Now, a couple more questions, three more questions you might have. Jerry, who is this coaching appropriate for? Am I just starting out? Will this work for me? Yes. If you are just starting out, this is absolutely the best thing you can possibly spend money on starting out. When we just start learning something new, we don't even realize how clueless we are. We have almost no idea how many things we don't know that we don't know. And a coach can help extremely well when we're starting out. You might say, well, Jerry, I'm not making any money. How am I going to afford a $2,500 a month payment? What I noticed is that I didn't hardly make any money starting my business either. And I kept finding ways to often afford stupid purchases. For example, I bought $5,000 in GoDaddy domains. I spent a bunch of time and effort trying to sell those domains over the next year. I made about $500 back selling those domains before I dropped almost all of them and when the renewal came. I lost $4,500 plus maybe 50 plus hours of time, if not more. How much could I have made if I'd hired a coach with that money instead and put the time into the coaching instead? I estimate I could have made anywhere from $10,000 to $50,000 difference from doing it myself, my own stupid idea, versus hiring a coach and getting some direction. So if you're just starting out, this is absolutely the best thing you could possibly spend money on. There, for example, I worked with a client who was just starting his online business, Gilles Brudel. He's a psychotherapist hypnotherapist up in Canada. He was just looking to make his business online. He was smart enough to immediately hire me to do coaching. He said, okay, Jerry, I'm looking to do a website. I've been talking to this company. They want thousands of dollars to do my website and hundreds of dollars forever for hosting. I said, Jill, what you need to do is go on Upwork, pay someone about $30 an hour, have them set your website up, make YouTube videos talking about specific subjects every day, give the YouTube videos, get the transcriptions done, put those up on your website. Between that and a freelancer, Gilles paid less than $1,000 to get his entire website done. He has a freelancer he can still work with that he's worked with since then for any updates he needs on his website. And his hosting costs are only something like $20 to $50 a month. That one little suggestions I gave Gilles in one call saved him, I would say, $5,000 to $10,000+. Not just that, but an incredible amount of hassle with his business. And I doubt the company that he was going to hire would have got him a better website than I guided him to have via the freelancer. And I recommended a couple of specific tools that he have the freelancer put on the website. For example, I gave him an exact scheduling application that I use, which he still uses to have appointments scheduled. That often web developers just cranking out websites for a bunch of clients in a corporate environment don't take the time to make something that specific that works well based on having seen a lot of the products of that in other places. If you're just starting out, you might not even be able to comprehend how much money and how many mistakes you can avoid working with someone like me who's been on business online for 7+ years. You might be able to do it working with somebody else too. I'm not selling just my coaching in particular. It is really helpful to work with a coach in general, and especially when it's something you really care about. If you're already online with your business, if you've already been doing videos, if you've already got a business that you are trying to hit the next level with, this is where I usually start with people. Most of us are not smart enough when we just start off to immediately hire a coach, as I was not. Most of us get in the middle of it, realize at some point we have the humility to look around and say, wow, I'm really botching all this. I need help. Or wow, I'm stuck and I'm just not getting to where I want to go. And this is where I usually work with people. Although Joseph Delgadillo worked with me when he just started out. And Joseph Delgadillo has had this, as you can see up here. Joseph was the only person I've ever worked with as soon as he started his business online. In fact, because I'd been paying him for contract labor for help with my business online, before Joseph even started his business, he knew my business from top to bottom. To the point where I told my wife, if anything happens with me, Joseph can help make sure you get the payments and transfer everything successfully. Joseph's the only one I've worked with from the very beginning, and Joseph has had the smoothest path to $10,000 a month online in his business I've ever seen anyone have. Joseph literally just repeated the things he learned working with me, asked a couple of questions here and there, and his business is absolutely outstanding. He's got a YouTube channel that's probably growing it faster than mine. He's got course sales all set up. If you get me starting out from the very beginning, wow. If odds are though, you probably didn't get me from the very beginning. Almost everyone I've worked with was already in the middle of their online business. Some people find me when they're just about to go bankrupt and then, well, I don't have any money for a coach now, Jerry. I spent $9,000 to get a WordPress affiliate system that I don't think it's gonna work. And no, I'm not gonna get a refund on that on my credit card because I'm gonna make this work, even though I think the guy scammed me. Well, I don't have any money for your help now though. Yes, that's the actual story. And most people work with me when they already are in business, when they're already up and running online. There's some ups and downs with this. The upside is you already have a lot of momentum. For example, driving a car. It's easier to get a car going faster that already is moving. If you already have got a YouTube channel, you've already got a website, you're already making a little bit of money online, it's usually very easy to make some adjustments and to increase how things are. The downside is you may already be married to a certain way of doing things. You already think you know how things should be done. You already think this is how things work. Often it can be a little more challenging to get the humility in there and say, all right, you know what, if I need some help, And I'm willing to change how I'm doing things in order to be more effective. I'm remembering talking with Jewel and Ari. They said for the first year or so of their business, they made almost no money. They were constantly trying to hustle and work with any systems they could get going. And now they've got an outstanding business online. They're one of the partners on the partners page. I talk with them every week. Jewel and Arit have been following me for years and have just started making a more consistent collaboration with me. And it's great because we help each other out a lot. This isn't a one-way deal. You teach me things from what you're doing and I teach you things from what I'm doing. If you're already online, that's where most people start working with me. I often can find things in your business that you can easily do more effectively. And with working with me coaching, there are many natural opportunities to promote each other. I might be able to do an interview on my YouTube channel, which could help you, as I did with Jewel and Arit, to get more of my followers over to following you. That's the advantage of having your own business already, is it's very easy to figure out these collaborations that are good with both of us. For example, Joe Paris and I have put up several videos previewing his courses. He gives me the course videos and a title and description. I make a little intro, I put it up on my YouTube channel, and then send people straight to Joe Paris to buy his courses. He gets course sales. It doesn't cost him anything in terms of the video itself or having to advertise it. He gets tens of thousands of people that see it for free through organic traffic instead of paid ads. He gets the sales and then he has the customers. I get the ad revenue out of it, which works great on one video. It's got over 500,000 views and it's got me over $1,000 in ad revenue. And I'd imagine Joe Paris has probably made $5,000 or $10,000 in sales from that video as well. If you're already online, there's a ton of things we can do to work together. Finally, the last one that sticks almost everyone. This is the sticking point almost everyone struggles with. Can I afford it? Jerry, I don't have $2,500 in the bank. Can I afford it? I didn't have $50,000 in the bank when I wanted to start teaching online. I could barely pay my bills from month to month. I borrowed the money. I didn't have the tuition when I went to college. I borrowed the money. I didn't have the tuition when I went to graduate school. I borrowed the money. My wife did not have hundreds of thousands of dollars to go to law school and become a lawyer. She borrowed the money. Borrowing money is neither good nor bad. Borrowing money can be used very effectively if you borrow money and have a very clear imagination on how you're going to pay it back. The places I've borrowed money that have been challenging are the ones where I just borrowed it, like going to college, and did not have a very clear vision for how I'd pay it back. When I borrowed the $50,000 to teach online, I had a very clear vision of how I would pay it back. That I would just keep making courses online and the sales from those courses very quickly would be able to pay off all the debts. But the key was I had to sit there or stand there and make the courses first. I had to take the time to do nothing else except make videos for my courses every single day, 7 days a week. I averaged 4 videos a day for about 2 years doing my video courses. And that's how all the money I borrowed was paid off, and a bunch more that I borrowed in a foolish context was paid off, and some of my student loans were even paid off. I'm imagining this 28-day mentorship program as a key part of paying off the things I've borrowed already. I also did not have $100,000 in my bank account at any point to spend on Facebook or Google Ads, and yet I've spent over $250,000 on Facebook and Google Ads somehow. I've also spent a similar amount paying contract laborers, friends, freelancers online. I've paid out a fortune for people to help me with my business, anything from email marketing, customer service, answering questions, building new video courses. I've paid out a ton, and at no point have I ever had that much money in the bank. Money is an energy system. It comes and goes. If you don't have $2,500 in the bank today and you really want to do this coaching, this mentorship program, I am certain you will find a way to make it happen. Whether it's some miracle that just falls out of the sky and someone dies and you get an inheritance, or whether you borrow the money and you make a very clear plan to pay it back, or you trust that in working with me, we will figure out how to pay the money back. You might need more than 28 days also. You might need two or three or four 28 days before all these habits and all the things we're working on really sink in. The people who've done the best with me have worked the longest. Joe Delgadillo, Joe Paris, and Thomas George have each worked with me for more than 2 years. Joe's Delgadillo's worked with me the longest. Joe Paris has worked with me for years, and Thomas George over 2 years as well. The longer we work together, the more we can do. Now, you might not need an intensive 28-day program. You might just need that to get started, and then maybe just being in the partner program or having a once-a-week call might be sufficient. But usually at first, like with sobriety, the first 90 days to 6 months of my sobriety, I needed a lot of intense work on a regular basis. Although I'm looking at it today, I think I actually do more than I did in the first 6 months on a daily basis for my sobriety, but it's habit now. It took a lot of learning and growth to make these new habits and make the new adjustments. So if you think you can't afford it, that's proof you need help to get to the next level. That's proof you really need something, whether it's me or someone else. You need help. If you think you can't afford it, that is a limiting belief that will limit everything else also. If you think you can't afford the things you want in life, then how can you afford to reach the next level? If you can't pay $2,500 to get to the next level, then you might not get there. Because in my experience, you need to pay a lot of money to get to the next level. The next level for me, the most recent one, I would say cost about $100,000+ to get to. And at no point, maybe I think 1 or 2 months, I had $100,000 in cash in the bank. But when these are paid steadily over time. So if you can't afford to reach the next level, you don't really want to get there. I can afford to reach the next level. The next level for me to do all the things I just shared is millions of dollars. Have all my debt paid off, plus have money that I can just loan out to people to pay off entire student loans. That's millions of dollars for me to reach the next level. And guess what? A lot of that starts off with spending, with paying people to help me. And that's how it works. So I've talked about this 40 minutes now. I trust I've covered this completely. I've tried to answer every question you might have. I've used the power of story over and over and over again in this for you. I believe a lot in the power of story. I've hammered all kinds of stories from my personal life. I've told you all different angles from this. I trust this gives you an extremely good idea of the 28-day mentor program. One final note. If for some reason you've made it to the end of this and this all sounds horrible and you can't stand it, please do not get started. I only want good, positive learning growth experiences out of this. That's what we're here to do. And I trust, and that's why I've set it up this way, to discourage anyone who doesn't really want what I have to offer from even getting started. I hope this has discouraged anyone who just has a casual interest but not very serious. This is just for you that's made it all the way to the end of this. Who really, really, really is willing to do anything to reach the next levels. I'm willing to do anything today to stay sober, to stay healthy, to make a positive contribution, to make a world I'd love to come back from. My why is very clear on a daily basis. And if that means I need to borrow some money, so be it. If that means I need to pay out thousands of dollars to someone else to give thousands of dollars away before I see that back, that's fine. I'll do whatever. It's like in Bad Boys 2. They say they're down for whatever. I'm down for whatever. So thank you very much for making it all the way to the end of this here. I love you. You're awesome. I appreciate the chance to offer and to serve you in this 28-day mentor program because this is here to serve you. Sure, the money helps me. But imagine all the time and energy I'll be put thinking about you. Everything I think about seems to do really well. Wow, that was so humble. I need to give myself a humility badge for that statement. I love you, you're awesome. And I imagine if this is for you, I'm so excited to start working together today.